A tumultuous party room spill has seen Barnaby Joyce defeat Michael McCormack to be re-elected as leader of the Nationals and deputy prime minister. The spill motion was moved this morning by Joyce's close ally, Matt Canavan, after days of rumours over the future of the party's leadership. Mr. Joyce has said that he hopes he can return a better person than when he was forced to resign last time as leader after facing sustained pressure. Talia Kreft has the story.
Barnaby Joyce has been elected by his Nationals colleagues in a party room ballot to lead the party into the next federal election. Growing dissatisfaction within the Nationals over Mr. McCormack's performance last week as acting Prime Minister while Scott Morrison was attending the G7 summit saw the party move to oust him in a vote as party leader. Dr. Stuart Jackson is a senior lecturer in Australian politics at the University of Sydney. He says Joyce's re-election could see the Nationals pursuing more aggressive politics over concerns that their voice is not being heard within the coalition.
Well, there has been growing calls for something to happen within the Nationals the National Party for some time, principally around the relative invisibility of Michael McCormack. When he became the Nationals leader, there were some questions as to whether he would be able to maintain the previous very high-profile role of the Nationals that Barnaby Joyce had carved out. I think it's fairly natural to say that the Nationals have felt under pressure from a number of different parties, whether it be One Nation or Shooters and Fishers. So they needed someone who can start to win back the votes that they feel have, you know, unfairly been taken from them by these other minor parties and also rural independents. So yes, I think there's been growing dissatisfaction. Mrs. McCormack hasn't been as loud as, say, some of the other backbenchers and indeed ministers, Canavan being one of them, but also Joyce himself, about coal and coal mining and their opposition to changes to the way that we do coal mining, a way that we do energy production. So yes, it's not entirely unforeseen, and of course I think, you know, Barnaby Joyce has wanted to get back into the role. We'll certainly see a more aggressive form of politics, you know, in terms of the, you know, that relationship between the Libs and the Nats. The problem, I think, though, for the National Party is that they can't push it too hard. The coalition agreement allows them to be pretty safe in the seats they hold, but if the Liberal Party decided to start running in country seats, they could do what essentially has happened in other states and drive them out.
Kishore Napier-Raman is the politics reporter for Crikey. He says there'll be many ministers in the coalition who'll be feeling frustrated with how this result has played out.
I think the Morrison government and many Liberal MPs would be pretty pissed off at how this has all gone down. This is a moment where they're feeling a little bit of weakness around things like the vaccine rollout. The rolling of McCormack literally happened while Morrison was in a national cabinet meeting this morning over the vaccine rollout, while he's quarantined up at the lodge and can't be in Parliament. So with all this stuff going on in the background, the Nationals are tearing themselves apart. And
Dr. Stuart Jackson says it will be interesting to see how voters react to Barnaby Joyce's re-election in the upcoming election. After pressures over his relationship with his staffer and an unresolved sexual harassment claim forced him to resign in 2018.
I don't think it will necessarily have an effect because of certain instabilities within the National Party itself. Been some time since the last spill. Plenty of things have happened in politics since then, so there's plenty to forget. The issue is going to be how people will react to a member of parliament who is tainted by sexual harassment claims, who is tainted by, well, I mean, he's the man that caused the bonk ban to be introduced. So is he going to be a drag on the National Party, or is he going to be an asset? He hasn't changed his spots. He is the same person campaigning on the same sets of issues. Where he will be more thoughtful and considerate will be in relation to his dealings with women. That, I think, is pretty straightforward. However, that doesn't change the party, and that doesn't change the general aura or sense that we have of the current cabinet. which will now have two members who are tainted by claims of some form of sexual misdemeanour, whether that be the former Attorney General or whether that be the leader of the National Party. So I think it's going to be a bigger issue than just Barnaby appearing to be a better person. I think he will be just as vociferous in terms of his politics and in terms of how he, what stances he takes and how he prosecutes those stances. That I don't think has changed. I think he remains the kind of politician he always was. Perhaps he's learnt something along the way, and maybe that might have an impact on how the Nationals approaches female candidates and indeed women in the party.
The coalition is under increasing pressure to commit to a net 2050 emissions target, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison indicating at the G7 last week in Britain that Australia would be moving closer to the target, despite Mr. McCormack saying that he would not support the target. Stuart Jackson says we may not see much development in terms of climate policy with Joyce as the Nationals leader.
I do not think that they will commit to a binding target. They will treat it as an advisory and they will make statements along the lines of not if it damages our coal industry. Very much clearly see this as there's going to be a few lines in the sand drawn. The Liberal National Party will be all in with coal, irrespective of what the Australian public think, or indeed any of the other parties. Labor hasn't exactly helped change that perception either by constantly being umming and ahhing about coal mines. So I actually think we'll see pretty much, politics as usual. I think we'll actually see kind of policy as usual until there is a change of government, which means that for climate change, there will be little policy development at the federal level. We might see certain things develop at the state level, like we're seeing with Matt Keane and electric vehicles. That would appear to be the only shifts. So we'll look to state politics much more for what drives policy development in this country.
Kishore Napier-Raymond says seeing how the Nationals fare in regional coal seats in the next election will be worth watching.
It's interesting to note that I was sort of looking back at some of the results from 2019 and a lot of the seats the Nats carry, most of the seats, are seats that they've won by quite a sizable margin, so real landslide victory. Barnaby Joyce sort of teased at this over the weekend when he said that the party should be looking to places like the Hunter and the seat around Darwin, Solomon, and central Queensland. Those are three areas where, you know, coal is very important. The coalition, desperately like to pick up some of those seats in New South Wales coal country.